As the Doctor and Donna, they travel the universe together, bickering through time and space.
What's your job?
I'm a secretary.
Weird. I mean, you're not special, you're not powerful, you're not connected, you're not clever, you're not important.
This friend of yours, just before she left, did she punch you in the face?
Stop bleeping me!
Now, after Doctor Who, comes Much Ado, with Catherine Tate and David Tennant reuniting to trade insults as Shakespeare's squabbling lovers, Beatrice and Benedick.
I had rather hear my dog bark at a crow than a man swear he loves me.
God keep your ladyship still in that mind, so some gentleman or other shall scape a predestinate scratched face.
Scratching could not make it worse than 'twas such a face as yours were.
Well, you are a rare parrot.
A bird of my tongue is better than a beast of yours.
I would my horse had the speed of your tongue and so good a continuer. But keep your way. In God's name, I have done.
Oh, you always end with a jade streak. I know you of old.
David Tennant, Catherine Tate, how did this idea of you doing Much Ado together come about?
Well, we sort of cooked it up between us, didn't we?
Yeah, we did, at different times, I think.
Yeah.
It's always been my favourite comedy. The parts are so brilliant.
Yeah.
And they're coveted roles. They're roles that you hope one day you'll play. Mm. And I'd always thought, what a great Benedict it would be if David played it.
It sort of suddenly occurred to me one day, like a Damascene moment, that the person to do Much Ado But Nothing was with Catherine, and I phoned her up. She went, yeah, I've thought of that already. So it just sort of fell into place.
Why do you enjoy working together?
I just like going to work with my mates. And the more I can make that happen, I'm quite keen to just... I think it's nice to have a shorthand for someone that you know and that someone that you have an idea of how they're going to work, but they continually surprise you as well. See, here I am sounding smug and actorly...
And it's also nice, as you said, it's nice to have a laugh.
Yeah, exactly.
It really is nice to have a laugh, and we do have a laugh.
But are there any pitfalls? I wonder, how do you prevent it becoming a bit too matey, a bit too in-joking?
Smug and over-sincere.
We don't manage that.
No, we're revelling in that.
How difficult will it be if one of you gets great reviews and one of you doesn't?
Oh, my Lord, what a hideous, divisive question. Well, we shan't be reading them anyway.
I never read reviews anyway,
really?
But I'm sure David will tell me if I'm panned.
I won't tell you.
You'll just keep popping into my dressing room going, are you all right?
Don't read the Telegraph. That's all I'm saying.
It would be hideous, of course it would, but I would never read a review. It would actually never cross my mind to read a review.
Is there a danger that people are buying tickets for this because they want to see Doctor Who and Donna, rather than Much Ado About Nothing starring Catherine Tate and David Tennant?
Well, there's a danger if they're expecting an episode of Doctor Who, because it's not that. But, I mean, it would be very disingenuous of us to pretend that we're not aware that that will be part of the reason we sell tickets if we're in a play in the West End. It is a commercial venture, after all. It's true that the West End is powered by people who've been in other things then coming and doing a play, but that's not new, and hopefully audiences are excited to see you do something different rather than expecting to see you do something the same.